Thanks, you guys.
I feel like we're part of history right now. This is gonna be a memorable recording. I know where this will be remembered for being really bad. Or halfway good. I don't know, but I'm happy to have been here.
I think it's bad only to you, though. It's bad only to you, maybe. But we all liked it. We all liked it. I want to ask you a few questions, if that's okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how this band got together and became one?
Formerly, well, there was Green River, then there was Mother Love Bone, and now the band is Pearl Jam. It came together through, I came through a connection in Los Angeles named Jack Irons, who used to play with the Chili Peppers, and Mike McCready was friends with the band for a long time. He was playing lead guitar, and Stone and Jeff have gone back through all those bands. They've been brothers for a while. And then there was a thing called Temple of the Dog, which included us in the middle there. And, quite a history for a band that now is only a year old.
We also got this devil out of Texas called Dave Aberdeen.
Yeah.
I played in a band called Dr. Stone. What?
You're always plugging me. Like,
I love you.
You always sneak in with a little bass plug.
Yeah, I saw you plugging
in. When are my checks going to come then?
So do you guys think if someone such as myself that got turned on you guys through Pearl Jam and Temple of the Dog, if they went back and listened to maybe some Mother Love Bone records and some Green River records, would they see a common thread through all that and maybe an evolution to where you are now?
I think it's subtle. I think it's an exciting, it is an exciting aspect to that. The fact that I think
you might hear like an evolution in like some of the guitar and bass parts. I mean, that's the only two members of any of those bands that are now in this band. So as far as vocally and just like leads and drums and everything like that, the other elements of this band, I don't think there's any through line because they weren't in those bands. And
I was at Reddit in some
maybe I was just referring to the fact that Mark Arm gave me like vocal lessons the last year.
So
without Mark,
but I think
I would
as far as like riffs and grooves and stuff like that, I think there's some three lines that go through those bands.
Okay.
We were in them.
Thanks. Why don't you talk a little bit about Seattle and the scene and et cetera? Cool places to go.
Pike Place Market.
And hey, is there a lot of rats in Seattle? Like I've heard rumors.
Rats?
Yeah. No,
really.
Someone told me there were a lot of rats
in
Seattle.
That was probably a rumor started by the tourism board. Keep people away from there.
Do you guys feel maybe because you are from Seattle and there's a lot of bands from Seattle that there's maybe something to live up to because of that, or is there any kind of stigma associated with being from Seattle?
Well, I think there's a press created maybe stigma, and also the whole scene up there created it, that kind of a stigma, and it just kind of went overboard. Did the whole sub pop scene and all that, but I mean, we just do what we want to do. We don't try to
the only press
do what we want to do.
There's a lot of great bands there, so of course
there's that pressure.
As far as like wanting to be great, you always strive for greatness.
Mm-hmm. Right? I want to be great.
So are all of you from Seattle originally?
Actually, just Stone and I, and this is Mike speaking. Hi, I'm from Seattle. Dave's from Texas. Eddie's from San Diego.
I'm from San Diego.
Mark, I don't know where Mark's from.
Where the hell is Mark from anyway?
Where is Mark?
When we need
Mark's
him.
Not here.
Mark is
I thought
dead.
He was, but he's not. You guys gonna sing another song for us?
No.
Oh, no?
No? All right.
No.
We're gonna turn it over to the Chili Peppers now. This is my friend Jack Irons playing drums. This is from the Uplift Muffo Party Plan. And once she sets it up, the song will be called Me and My Friend.
Okay. Don on the spot.
Every night the Chili Peppers play this song, I will be stage diving.
Eddie.
During Jack Irons' verse. Number three, Me and My Friends.
Okay.
He drives a kooky green Chrysler, bad as anybody's Porsche. He's a working class drummer. He's as strong as a horse.
Okay, we're ready to roll here. So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks, Michigan.